Saturday, May 1st is also International Workers' Day. That's a holiday in many countries. Tomorrow, in Honolulu, the Hawaii Workers' Center will celebrate its first anniversary with a rally and march for fairness. If it's anything like the rally at the Capitol a few weeks ago, the turnout could be surprising. Let's meet two Workers' Center board members behind this new effort, Sergio Alcubilla and Mary Oakes.
I'm an organizer by profession. Yeah, I've worked on many, many things over the years, Noe. I mean, I'm older, so I've worked on everything from affordable housing, but a lot of work on immigration and a lot of work on low-wage workers' rights. And I work still as a consultant. I have a number of clients who are worker centers all over the mainland. In the United States, there's about 200 of them, roughly. And when folks here were saying, we need a worker center in Hawaii, we investigated and said, oh yeah, we really do.
Yeah, for me, I'm an attorney by training. Work for a nonprofit public interest law firm. I have two young kids. And then for me, what brought me on initially from my experience from a working class immigrant family, now as a young family with two kids trying to make it here in Hawaii, those are kind of the things that initially brought me, you know, to Hawaii Worker Center. And then it's been a pleasure working with everyone.
I also grew up in a working class family. And actually, when my father died, we really slipped into deep poverty. And so I've had jobs that were going to go nowhere, that were really hard and had terrible conditions. And I guess I've just always had in me that sense of, you know, workers need a voice. We need respect. Uh-huh. Seeing injustices and wanting to do something about it, starting with my own family, like Sergio.
Mm-hmm. And in your experience, have you seen conditions change?
If you look at what the labor movement as a whole has achieved since the 20s and 30s. I mean, we had child labor back then. Now, you know, we have laws right now. Minimum wage. There are things that didn't exist because workers came together and organized. So we're hoping to continue that tradition. There are new issues. Many workers experience wage theft, no paid breaks here in Hawaii. We have workers earning $10.10 an hour.
Having a minimum wage of $10.10 just doesn't make any sense, considering we have one of the highest cost of living, if not the highest cost of living in the country. I mean, it's not those things that we just have to accept and just say it's the price of living in Hawaii or the price of paradise. I mean, those are things that we can advocate for and change. Hawaii's history has shown that in the past as well.
Well, I think I just looked at a table showing that a single person in Honolulu would need to make over $27 an hour as a living wage. How do you even start achieving more equitable pay?
I mean, the hard part is a lot of young families are leaving. It doesn't make any sense economically to stay here when you know your income's going to go further somewhere else on the mainland. Can we ask for more? Can we ask for better? I think we can. I mean, I think this past year at the legislature, when they were pushing for an increase in minimum wage, you know, unfortunately, the legislators didn't approve it. I mean, those are things that we can advocate for. Otherwise, the only other option is to leave. I know a lot of people, they stay here because of their family ties or because they want to raise their families here, but just economically, the math doesn't make sense.
That's what restaurateurs and other, you know, minimum wage businesses say. The economics will not make sense for us if we need to pay a higher minimum wage, especially with the COVID pandemic situation. How do you counter that?
Well, if you look at studies in other places where they raise the minimum wage, in fact, you can look at San Francisco, which is also a very expensive place to live. The Restaurant Association of San Francisco does not oppose raising the minimum wage for tipped workers. There's lots of small businesses that do not oppose raising the wages. We've gone and talked to lots of them. They get it. They want their workers to, you know, have a stable life and stay here and have some money to spend, because they're going to spend it in the community. But we've got to make sure that workers are speaking up. And they're so busy trying to make a living that it's often hard. But they are coming together. My prediction is we will get a raise next year.
In the minimum wage.
Yes.
You're saying.
And some other things. Mm-hmm. I think this year was so awful. Low-wage workers are really feeling disrespected. They're going to fight.
And I think just the hypocrisy is, I mean, during this whole pandemic, we had our grocery store workers. We were calling them essential workers, making them go to work so we could go shopping. We could have, you know, gas in our car filled. But at the same time, we won't pay them what they deserve. I mean, just the way we were treating our workers just wasn't right.
Well, you get a lot of help in this effort from, you know, things like the Alice Report from Aloha United Way and those other measures of economic stability. But you just wonder what forces are arrayed against a workers' center.
Deep down, what it is, I mean, I actually could share some reports with you, but the United States Chamber of Commerce is very anti-organized labor, anti-union, and they see workers coming together, even in workers' associations, which are not, you know, workers' centers are not unions, but because workers are joining together and asking for decent pay and decent conditions, as very threatening. And so they're speaking for everyone. They're pushing against these things. They don't want more organized workers, and they don't want to spend anything more than they have to.
You know, there's a voice for businesses. There's a Chamber of Commerce, and I get it. They advocate for the interests of businesses, but who's advocating for workers? And I think that's really where the need for Hawaii Worker Center is highlighted. I mean, who's advocating for the gas station attendant? Who's advocating for the person that longs, running up your groceries? Yeah, working at McDonald's. I mean, that's why Hawaii Worker Center, the question is, who's advocating for our workers? That's why we're needed.
And one of the biggest things everybody was so worried about was they weren't getting their unemployment. That what's happening, people losing their housing, living in their cars, racking up debt, interest on debt. Like Sergio said, just keep lifting up the stories of workers.
Things don't change unless you push or you pull it. And I think for us, we respect the hard work that the Department of Labor is trying to, the staff there that they're trying to do. But for us, just making sure that there's accountability to it. I think that's where we could really provide that voice for workers and for those that are going through unemployment right now.
And encouraging workers to come forward and come together and speak up. The more that that happens, the more they're empowered to be involved in coming up with the solutions and making change.
Just seeing the amount of, you know, power at the Capitol when we had a rally recently, just to see that groundswell of support, I think people realize that, you know, things need to change in Hawaii. We don't have to accept that, hey, that's just the price of paradise, or that's the price of you being an immigrant coming here, so you've got to put up with these type of conditions. We can do better. For me, it's a hopeful message that Hawaii Worker Center brings.
That's Sergio Alcubilla and Mary Oakes of the Hawaii Workers Center. The Workers' March starts tomorrow, 10 a.m. at Kalihi Valley District Park. Rally at 11 at Towers at Kuhio on Linapuni Street. Minimum wage workers aren't the only ones who've concluded that the old normal is not really sustainable. How Hawaii could actually prosper has been the motivating focus for a hui of business and community leaders, policymakers, cultural practitioners, and others who've been meeting since the COVID pandemic began. This is the work of Aina Aloha Economic Futures, AAEF. Circular economies, regenerative businesses, these are some of the ideas in play, and raising the minimum wage is part of the AAEF path forward. Tomorrow, Hawaiian Airlines, the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, Walmart, the City of Honolulu, and others are presenting a late-day concert that will include storytelling about the issues raised by Aina Aloha Economic Futures. The May Day Makaikai will stream on local TV and on Facebook Live at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Nahoku Hanohano winners Keaho will host a stellar lineup, including Robert Casimiro, a link to May Day celebrations of the past. The Brothers Casimiro take us out now with a song about the magnificent lei of Hawaii.
Hano, hano, Hawaii la, lei ka lehu. O Mauna Kea, Hano, Hano, Hawaii, Hea, Leana I Kalehua. Kila, kila, o Maui la, Leilo, kila o